May the bolts of your gates be of iron and bronze, and as your days, so may your strength be. Give me work till my life shall end, Lord, and life till my work is done.
We love the song you are singing over the earth, Lord, as you gather up the hearts of young and old from every tribe and nation. You leap and bound like a gazelle, beckoning us higher, your spirit drawing us on.
The veil has been parted and the wait is nearly over. The time is coming when the water will flow in, a gentle surge of your spirit undergirded by your word, even whilst all is being swept away around us. Lest the waters bruise and buffet us, we yield to this flow and let it carry us where it will.
Life without you is but scattered moments on the seashore, but with you it is a river that runs through hill and valley, full of perpetual surprises. Make us brave to sail this river all the way. Yes, taste and see that the Lord is good. Very, very blessed are the ones who put their trust in Him.
As we set our hearts to seek you, you shed light on events that once seemed merely random. You sometimes bring people and situations to mind with such clarity that it feels as if they are standing right before us. You guide the humble in what is right, but you scatter the proud and haughty. When the way ahead is anything but clear, and unresolved tension clogs the air, you sometimes send a storm to clear the air, at other times a simple breath to maintain momentum.
Since results are primarily your concern rather than ours, Lord, forgive us when we become preoccupied and cower when faced by a mountainous climb, quite forgetting your power to resolve all dilemmas.
If we aspire to lead others, we're sure to experience a great deal of frustration, simply because so few want to be led. But if we aim to be servants, we'll always find ways to serve. And if we are fervent and observant, some of those whom we mentor will go much further than we ourselves could ever do. So how we begin is obviously very important, but let's pray to go on doing well right up to the very end.
Thank you, Lord, that when I am too tired to pray, I can rest upon your certain sympathy. You know when my mind is stunned and my tongue is dumb. You welcome me in a peace that settles wayward thoughts and brings comfort that empowers as well as consoles.